Revolution.
The NDC flag bearer visited four constituencies on the first day of his tour of the Volta region. Speaking later in the evening at a youth forum at the Ho Technical University, he said the cost of paying academic facility user fees for level 100 first year university students is estimated to be between 270 and 290 million Ghana cedis.
The president, a few years ago, his travel budget for traveling in 9 months amounted to 69 million Ghana cedis. They held one cabinet retreat at the presidency, one cabinet retreat. You know how much it cost? It cost almost 5 million Ghana cedis. There is so much waste in the system. And even if you look at the Office of President budget alone, you'll be able to cut to raise enough money to pay fees, academic facility user fees, for all level 100 students.
He says the NPP running mate and former education minister Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh has questions to answer on the Dachi bond, saying that persons who played any dubious roles will be made to account.
This person who is the running mate to Baumia was the Minister of Education. He brought a bond to Parliament called the Dachi bond. It has led to a collateralization of the GET fund. So this year, total receipts from the GET fund should amount to about 7 billion cedis. About 4 billion of that was taken in the Dachi bond by NAPO and his Ministry of Education. Tell me, what was that money used for? The projects that they said they were coming to fast track and finish are still standing there and finished. So how did they apply that money? And so people have questions to answer. We're going to audit how that Dachi bond money was used. So Baumia has his own cross to carry. He shouldn't go saying Baumia is incorruptible or is not corrupt. He himself, that running mate, has questions to answer. So he should think about himself. And so the day of reckoning will come. And anybody who has misused the funds of the Ghanaian people or misappropriated it will be held to account.